this return now. He's got the ball. He's coming up Mark Lewis. He's waiting. Just hesitates right there. That's Sidney that misses him, number 24. But when he gets to the out of bounds, now just take a look at how far out of bounds he is. He's 15 yards out of bounds. There's just no reason for it. He's by the bench. This is where you hurt somebody. Here's where you eject the guy from a ball game for this.
Well, there goes the 15 yards. Taking the ball out near midfield. And that's something else that Craig Morton will look at in the film. Not only all the 80-yard touchdown, but this. Let's listen to our referee.
Unnecessary roughness. Defense, number 81. First down.
And you know that Craig will not be happy with it when he sees it on the film either.
Ball at the 47.5-yard line. Belongs to Oakland, and they've got the 7-3 lead. Anderson to the right and Banks to the left. And Lasana back to throw, coming out and caught. Ron Wheeler, the University of Washington, a tight end, and David Martin made yet another tackle. That's a good-looking cornerback, Martin, number 13, as you look at Wheeler. A gain of only 3, second down and 7, but the ball was moved into Denver territory at the 49.
And we said this in the last game. You haven't said it yet, but I'm going to say it. For the people at home, you're going to see the numbers real nicely on the screen. We can't see them at all. The Oakland jerseys are ridiculous.
And Bassano looking to the left all the way, and the man is cut down. That is Wyatt Henderson. And the man who made the tackle is Nate Miller. That'll mark the ball just inside the 45. They've got to get the nose of the ball over the 43. Third down and short.
Bassano's throwing short stuff against Denver, and I like his play calling. I'm looking down, and the coaches still do not have their headsets on, so they're working the game from the sidelines. They're just taking exactly what Denver's giving them.
Now they shift into the I formation. Anderson goes in motion on third and short. They give it to the man. Arthur Whittington does what comes naturally. Runs very well. Gets down to the 35 before David Dumar trips him up.
First down.
Sonny is 8 for 9.
Greg Gerking, number 50, goes to the inside. Take a look at him. He gets cut down by the fullback Holmes, and then Arthur Whittington does what he does so very well. He cuts back into traffic, moves upfield, and Dumars, number 21, is one that makes a tackle, but not after Sir Arthur. Got to the 25 and a first down.
Holmes comes out, Whittington comes out, Jackson and Aldridge go in on first down. He said this on the 8 for 9. Remember, most of those have been in loose short passes. Impressive, no matter how you look at it. Sana, number one passer in the league, going to run for the second time, and look out. Put down by Whittingham and Larry White. Whittingham made the tackle of the Sun. Even our producers are getting a little mixed up between Whittingham and Whittington. There's a Whittingham who's a linebacker, and Whittington who's a running back.
You know, that time when you take a look at Bassano, and the thing about him standing in the pocket taking the sack, okay, that time he just looked and he's learning more and more, even in this game. And once his wide receivers, tight end, the backs are not open, you see that hole, go for it, pick up 4 or 5 yards. That time he picked up 5.
Second down and 5. And this is Whittington being tackled by number 50, Greg Gerken, as he gets inside the 30-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 4 to go. But they're well within the range, I would imagine, of Kevin Shea. He would appreciate it if they moved it a little bit closer. It's a 7-3 ball game over them, and they got a good kickoff return by Lewis, and then a penalty against James that moved the ball into Denver territory, and they've carried it down to the 29.
They're still running the ball left, and you've been running the ball so many times left.
Running out.
You're absolutely right. When Whittington was running the football, he looked like
he was wide open. Everybody went with the wide receiver, Henderson coming back, and all Arthur had to do was hold on to the football. He might have been able to still run.
Can't see who is down. We'll check on it. 3:29 to go in the half. 7-3, Oakland lead. Be clear cross country, and so will the Oakland Invaders. They'll be at Philadelphia, and the Stars have already clinched their title for the Atlantic Division. And of course, they have a fellow by the name of Kelvin Bryant that they hope will also take the rushing title. Oakland's got to win tonight, got to win that tough game 3,000 miles away next Monday night, and Paul and I will be there. You'll see it live here on ESPN. Hutch Schoedt, the reason he's in the cameras, because he was the man that was hurt. Now, for the first time, we see the combination of Holmes and Jackson.
The running back on the outside wide open. Nobody covered him. The linebacker didn't get to the outside. Don't be surprised to see him run the same play and come back with that. But they can't because the coaches on the field are not in, and the headsets are not on.
Both teams have won two in a row. Both teams, well, Denver more than Oakland must win tonight. Getting down near that playoff spot. 7-3 at Oakland driving what they hope to be insurance points. Asana looking to throw. It out here, and boom goes Raymond Chester. Legs cut out from under him, but Chester hangs on. That's his 60th catch of the year. And Nate Miller knocked him down.
Nate Miller knocks it down. This is what makes Raymond Chester, I think, the best tight end in this league. Take a look at him. Raymond Chester, total concentration on the ball. He's getting hit right as he touches the football. He got knocked out a few weeks ago where they jammed his neck. It really looks serious. They took him off on a stretcher. Here he's back catching the ball again.
7-3, first down at the 11-yard line. 2 minutes to go in the half. Ball game that is still more than a half to go, and we've already seen so many unusual happenings thus far, the most unusual of which has been the 80-yard touchdown with by Aldridge. So now what they've done is, hey, you called timeout before it hit the 2-minute mark, so we're going to put some seconds back on there. And I think they got to run it down, and you can do a little ad-libbing here, Paul McGraw, because I think they've got to get it down to about 2:04 left, and right now it's 2:24.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, it's really not a bad call by Oakland anyway. They're on a drive. You got first down. They want to conserve as much time, you know, taking timeouts in the locker room. Does that help them at all? Interesting thing in this first half of football. Denver, you know, you said in the opening, Jim, they've been getting beat statistically, but they've won two games. They have a total of 15 yards rushing so far in the first half.
And when that way, Jimmy, the Federals, whom they beat, had 416 yards against them. 2:03 to go, so apparently we're going to get, you've never seen this before, a second 2-minute warning, because the other one obviously was not. Fasano looking, but this one he's going to throw out of the end zone. Banks is the closest man to it, but on him was Nate Miller. But now, for real, it is the 2-minute warning. For real, and it's still 7-3 open. 2nd down and 10 from the 11-yard line. Remember, when the halftime rolls around, Tom Meese will be on your screen with the fourth halftime feature of the USFL Stars in Action. And there were a lot of stars in action yesterday as Kelvin Bryant and Herschel Walker went head to head. Bryant only got 24 yards and 11 carries. Herschel got 78 yards and 25 carries and was minus 1 yard with 5 second-half rushes. So they slowed down a little bit. 2nd down, they can pick up a first down without getting a touchdown. That's Jackson swinging out in motion and Bassano looking out there. In pursuit.
He hit Lewis Jackson right as Lewis Jackson broke out of the backfield. He had two wide receivers on that side of the field. Jackson went in motion, broke underneath the wide receivers. All Bassano had to do was throw the ball quick, and Jackson would have had at least about 8 yards. He didn't do that. Kelvin Turner ran him out of bounds. Now it's 3rd down and
10, third and 11 and a half for the touchdown. Arthur Whittington back in the game. And Kevin Shea on the sidelines naturally practicing his field goal kicking. And for Denver, it'd be a minor triumph if they get out of this and surrendering only a field goal. Let's see how they play. Two wide receivers to the left. Chester stood about 5 yards to the right. Fasano back to throw. He's not being pressured at all. He's just standing there. Now delivers the ball, and it is off the hands of the intended receiver, Gordon Banks. So it's fourth down. Jay, golden opportunity there. Did you ever see so much time? On third and 11 to go for the touchdown situation. Fasano had all day long. And now Shea, who has missed from 42 yards out, will try this one from about 28 yards out. Big difference. Talking about Fasano, he just stood there. He didn't have to move. All he had to do was direct traffic and then threw the ball high into Gordon Banks' hand. The ball was on target. Was off your hands. You're supposed to catch it. All 11 men are on the line of scrimmage. Ball is put down, and the kick is up. And from 28 yards out, it is good. Back on. Illegal formation. Let me just see. Because naturally, if it's against Oakland, they're going to go the other way. That is Dave Comanche.
It's good.
It's good. Whatever it was, it's good. So, with 1:42 left in the first half, Oakland has extended its lead. That drive for the 28-yard field goal was only a 41-yard. Remember what happened on that drive. Mark Lewis returned the ball and was tackled far out of bounds by Vic Gain. Boston 31-19 to keep their hopes alive just after Boston had knocked off Chicago. And what does Chicago do? Bury Tampa Bay 31-28. And did you know that Tampa Bay did not cross midfield until late in the third quarter? And now these two teams are tied in the Central Division at 10-5. Philadelphia, New Jersey, despite only 24 yards by Kelvin Bryant, they won 23-9. And Michigan over Los Angeles by the score of 42-17. Bobby Hebert, Michigan, threw four touchdown passes.
31-8.
Second down, short to go, and 1:30 to go in this first half.
Running play on first down, then call timeout.
And then they have a running play. Okay. That will stop the clock as Matthews gets across the 25. Lanahan made the stop. And it's timeout only to move the sticks, although a Denver man is very slow to get up.
6 with the time Denver. Denver has called time. Remember, Hossauer went out. Sallippo is his replacement. Raiders are the best of the West, according to that little sign right there. And we've been talking about what happened yesterday. Philadelphia did clinch the division title in the Atlantic Division. They are in the playoffs regardless of what. That's in the Atlantic Division. Now, playoff contenders, Chicago and Tampa Bay are tied in that tough, tough Central Division, 10-5. You would think one of those would be the wild card team, but you never know. Michigan is in it, 9-6, and back in the Atlantic Division. Boston is in it, 9-6. And Birmingham, outside chance, 8-7. Oakland is in it, so is Los Angeles, and if Denver wins tonight, so is Denver, only because they're all in the same division, and the top team in this division, Pacific, will go. So despite the fact that their win-loss records are not that impressive, the leader still goes, and now it looks like Sallippo's going off, and let's see who's going to come back in here. Greg Fiesel, I believe, is going to have to play guard. They've lost both of their right guards tonight, the Denver Gold.
That's a complete backup on the right-hand side of the Denver offensive line. Harold Norfleet, number 70, and Greg Fiesel, number 75. Fiesel was scheduled here as a tackle, not a guard. So they're down to no more backup linemen.
And they've got Glenn Hyde, their guard, and their offensive line coach playing the left guard spot. He must be over there thinking two things, blocking and what am I going to do when I run out of linemen. Enroe's out of the shotgun on first down. It out to Bo Matthews on the side. He's being grabbed by linebacker. Number 55, David Jefferson, veteran out of the University of Miami, Florida.
Bo, he was running. You know better than that. You get out of bounds, Bo, and they throw you a swing pass like that.
Denver 3, Oakland. With about a minute and 3 seconds to go in the half. Denver's got the football. Denver's looking and gets the ball out.
Interception, watch in his hand. Take a look at the secondary. They're just playing deeper than the deepest, and they go back. The corners and safeties go off, and you take a look at it. Watch number 54, Frank Montemaliuna. He turns, tries to one-hand the ball. Just no way to do it. The ball was being thrown to Vic James.
Denver in problems. They've lost their right guards. They're down to no more backup linemen offensively. Their regular starting quarterback, Fred Morton, only there for several weeks himself, is out. Penrose is starting.
Center. He was going to kick it. He got for a second. Maybe the rush was on. Now he's not looking to pass.
because there still is time to throw the ball. But what Fasana has to do, if in that situation, it looks like he can't find a receiver and he has to go with it, he's not going to run the ball. The best thing to do is to throw it out of the end zone. Because they want to come. If you can play like that on block punt, you want to come away with at least three.
At least three. Jerry Aldridge is coming in. Let's just see what happens. They throw to him several times, one for 80 yards of the score.
Well, so far, I guess you'd have to say the real stars of this game tonight, Kevin Shea, the field goal kicker of the Oakland Invaders, 2 out of 3 on the night, and Brian Spielman, the field goal kicker of the Denver Gold with a 48-yarder, or else the Gold would be shut out at halftime. Let's quickly look at the statistics. Same old problem for Craig Morton's team. They just can't put many points on the board. Look at the total yardage, almost 2-1 in favor of the Oakland Invaders. A great deal of that passing yardage coming on that short swing pass for a touchdown from Bassana to Holmes. Other stats to show you at the end of the first half of play in Oakland. Number of plays about even. First downs about even. Turnovers, well, they are not a factor in this game. Oakland's had the ball about 5 minutes more, but they've done more with the ball when they've had it. The Oakland Invaders leading by 10. Let's go back to Jim Simpson and Paul McGuire.
And Denver is in a rather desperate situation with a backup quarterback who's only played a few downs of ball in the last 2 or 3 years before tonight, and they've lost both of their right guards. They have a man listed at tackle playing guard with now no more backup offensive linemen should someone else go down. And Denver has made two huge mistakes. They've made other mistakes, but huge mistakes as you look at these possessions, and we'll pick up those mistakes once you get through with this ball.
All right, Denver just not moving the ball. Running plays, they picked up a little bit, maybe 12 yards in right near the end of the second quarter, but just take a look at it. Punt, punt, they got a field goal, then the block, punt. That's the one that cuts.
One
they got away.
Mistakes.
They got away with only 3 points. Take a look at Oakland, the start of the drive. They went, they missed the field goal, drove very well, 56 yards, 14 plays, and then a long touchdown run. That's
the second. Field goal, kicks the ball away, and into the end zone it comes, and out of the end zone it comes. And Mark Lewis gets across the 15-yard line, but there's a flag on the play. And usually on this kind of play, it is a clip or an illegal block. And Oakland fades back. And it is an illegal block, called by Dave Kamansky, the referee. Oakland. The second half, a mild day in Oakland, California, and the temperature games on actually was 77 degrees.
It was gorgeous.
Oh, beautiful.
Got it here yesterday. It was just absolutely fantastic.
Ball is on the 9-yard line. And I can barely hear Kamansky say an illegal block, which it was. And now it's first and 10. The sum of the quarterback, of course, they've used Whittington, Jackson, Holmes, and Aldridge. Tailback now, and Holmes the up back, and that's Raymond Chester coming over to this side as the tight end. Whittington gets from the 9-yard line out to about the 15, a gain of 6, second down and 4. Greg Durkin, who had a sack in the first half, makes the tackle. Number 50, the outside linebacker. Now they have the headsets on again. Throughout the first half, they were not working for either team. Sometimes, and for one team, so the others had to take their headsets off the other team. So it came back kind of all game. Second down and 4 to go. Both wide receivers left. Anderson in motion. And Whittington, the flag goes down with the football, and another first down. The flag went down as Whittington started with the ball. And that could be motion.
Jim coming out running to their left.
13-3 Oakland, third quarter, and 13 minutes left to go. Banks wide to the right, and Henderson left. Whittington has carried 12 times thus far for 45 yards. Jackson and Aldridge are set back. Spisano back to throw, and throws out here, and he's got the man. Aldridge coming out of the backfield, and another first down. Gary Aldridge has been quite a pass catcher tonight. One of those was an 80-yard touchdown effort. Nate Miller made the stop, but not until he crosses the 40-yard line.
Jim, take a look at Whittingham, number 59. His job is to cover Aldridge, and he can't get there from the inside spot. Aldridge makes the catch, breaks it off, and picks up another 6 yards. That's just good play calling by the Oakland offense. They're seeing that on that situation, when they put two backs to one side, put Aldridge in motion, Whittingham can't get there.
Banks left, Henderson to the right, first down, 42-yard line. Asana hands, and not very far. Gary Aldridge carrying the football, just barely got back to the line of scrimmage. Greg Gerken, number 50, in on the stop of Aldridge. Aldridge has played his football at Angelo State, and before tonight had only 15 carries.
Not doing too well for carrying the ball, but of course you said before, Arthur Whittington is the guy that's been carrying the load for Oakland.
Oakland by 10. Asana with a second down and 10 situation. From the 42. Well, they really move those backs and receivers around, don't they? And now they send Henderson in motion. And Asana, the short drop, looking over the middle and has a man over the middle. And that is Raymond Chester with his second catch of the night, his 61st of the year. Hot choke put him down.
Raymond Chester coming off the line of scrimmage, just running the short under pattern. If Asana would look to the outside, number 45, Holmes was wide open. There's Whittington down trying to block downfield. Now he's blocking his bun guards, number 57. But go back into that same formation, move some people around again, and if they're getting the message now from upstairs, Holmes is wide open coming out of the backfield.
Third down and a long five to go from the 47-yard line. They threw to their fullback last time. Let's see what Asana does this time as he comes out. Asana looks and overthrows Whittington. And I want to tell you, Arthur might have gone, if not a long way, for a touchdown on that play.
And Asana knew it was his fault. He threw the ball too hard and too high to Whittington. And he's hitting himself in the head. I had myself a touchdown. All I had to do was just lay the ball into him. He's let his eyes roll back. Watch how hard he throws the ball, and watch where the ball hits Arthur. It does hit him in the hand. It's a tough catch coming across the middle. He sees it open. Look at it. It's high, and it's too hard.
Well, it's fourth down. And now the leading punter in the USFL for 12 of its 14 weeks of existence, Stan Talley, goes back to punt the ball away to the leading punt returner in the lead, David Martin. Marcus Quinn is the snapper on these punts, and he is a safety man. Line drive, chance. And not very far. David Martin returned the ball and is knocked down. 13-3 Oakland, third quarter. A 31-yard net punt puts the ball only at the 32-yard line of Denver, and let's see how Greg Penrose and company do in this half. They only manufactured 3 points in the first half. Canada and Sydney are the setbacks. James in motion, and Sydney with the football and not going very far. Giving credit to a lot of people, but say Gary Plummer's the number one man to hit him, number 51. And no gain, second down and 10.
Harold Norfleet on Bennett, 70 on 91. Bennett in the blue. Norfleet just kicks his man back to the outside and put him on the ground. Good block by Norfleet.
And remember, Norfleet is playing the right tackle spot. Greg Fiesel, listed as a tackle, is playing the right guard spot. But Hassar and Silippo both on the sidelines and hurt. Two wide receivers to the left now on second down 10. 10.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Penrose gets the ball away. Caught the football is Johnny Durden, but a flag went down. Kenny Daniel made the tackle of Durden.
There may be an illegal man downfield, and I think it's
pass interference,
offensive pass interference.
How about that?
It's a loss of a down. I was looking at Norfleet, number 70. He just seemed to be downfield a little quick. But if it's offensive pass interference, I don't know if it might be on Larry Canada, number 35.
Pushing offensive pass interference, number 35. And lost it down.
And behind.
Third down.
Like that, that means you've lost the down, folks, plus the yardage. So it is third down and 19 to go.
And it was Canada.
Look at Craig Morton. You don't think he's not muttering to himself after this game?
Never promised your Rose Garden, Craig. And he knew that as a player. Now he knows it as a coach.
Craig saying, that's your last picnic. There will be no more.
That's right. James comes to the right. Way out to the left goes Sidney.
Tim, they have not thrown the ball in the Zolik, the tight end, once. See, not even in his area.
And he's their leading pass catcher. Here's Greg Penrose under pressure. Steps out. Better get rid of the ball. Does. And has his man, Durden, first down. Donnie Durden, first down, midfield. Four and has not gotten up yet as an Oakland Invader.
And Penrose was beyond the line of scrimmage when he throws this football. The heat is on. There's a tee at number 62. Almost gets him. But look where Penrose throws the football from. The line of scrimmage is right there. He is 1 yard beyond the line of scrimmage. The heads up football getting it off the dirt.
Well, there is a man down, as we said. We'll come back in a moment to Oakland. They had just gotten offensive pass interference, loss of a down, and Penrose got the ball to Durden, first down at midfield. Penrose throws it out for Durden again. He's knocked down after he picks up 4 or 5 yards, down to about the 45-yard line. Fred Williams made the stop there. And Penrose now, you know, to me, I've got to be honest, I've been saying when we're not on the air, Paul McGuire, that Greg Penrose does not look like he's sharp, does not look like he can bring the team back because he's a rusty ball player. He hadn't been playing that much, but he is now 10 of 14 for 122 yards, so it may not look that good, but the results are there, and they're still in this ball game. They're only down by 10 points.
They've got Vincent White on the wing.
And straight ahead for not much, if anything, Canada. It's going to be third down and about five. Greg Morton studying his sheet there.
That's a tough play to run, especially, we said that in the first half, but it's a tough play to run when you only have one man in the backfield, and that's that man right there, Larry Canada, number 35, and try to run up the middle because the inside linebackers are keying on the fullback, and they're all jamming the middle.
By the way, the man who was injured as we went away for a commercial was Lonnie Green, number 70, defensive end for Oakland, and he is back in the ballgame. Third down and five to go.
Shotgun with nobody back there with Penrose, all by himself. Everybody's out.
And here they come, and Penrose is going to get the ball away.
People get open. Watch Frank Bottomola. All he's doing now is reading the quarterback. He sees the quarterback's eyes, goes back into the pattern, gets in front of Durden, then picks it off.
First down for the Invaders, who lead by 10. That's the first turnover of the game as far as interceptions, fumbles are concerned. The blocked kick was not a turnover, but that was a big mistake. Here's Fasana coming out saying, I'm going to run the football. I prefer to call you Frank only because you got to take a deep breath when you say Manu Maliuna.
First down. Oakland leading 13-3, and now with a big break. The interception by Manu Mariona and the run by Bisonha. First down at the 45 of Denver.
Watching Bisonha run that time, he had blockers out in front of him in the wide open field. He had Arthur Whittington in front of him. That's one of those things where the quarterback's running, he's just saying, legs, don't fail me now.
Whittington, look at this, the other side, but he has to cut back. Still picks up 7 or 8 yards. For a moment, it looked the whole thing was going to develop down the other side. Nate Miller made the stop. Picks up 7 yards on the play, and Whittington is hitting his head.
Well, Arthur made a great adjustment. This play was supposed to be run to the left, and he looked and he saw that there was no hole. When he breaks to the outside, he's got quick feet. It looked like he was going to be gone, but he broke back up the inside, and he picked up 7 yards on the play.
Second down, Oakland would like to ice this and lead the Pacific Division of the USFL. We'll see Oakland next Monday night against Philadelphia. Whittington again, and Whittington's got a first down. Stacks up the yardage, stacks up the first down. Bungard's made the stop. Marked the ball at the 33-yard line. Time running in the third quarter, 6:39 left.
Running left. That time, Jack Holmes, number 45, the fullback, got out front of Arthur Whittington, got him a block. Arthur cut it back inside. One thing, Arthur, you're a little bit old to be jumping around and flying through the air. You've got to stay on the ground.
Denver, should they stay alive tonight, only has one more home game. The final two are on the road at Tampa Bay and Los Angeles. Tough road. Anderson in motion. Bisonha, Whittington, that good initial burst. Quickly to the hole, gets inside the 30 to the 29, where Kyle Whittingham, for the umpteenth time tonight, makes the tackle of Arthur Whittington.
Let's look at it. Yonker, Houston, and Harper, the left-hand side of the line, the blocking is there. Whittington goes up into the middle. Calvin Turner, number 99, makes the tackle. Whittington picked up 4 yards.
Second down, 7 to go. Ball inside the 30. 13-3 Oakland. Invaders looking for more. And Whittington again. They're calling number 22. That's what they do all the time. He's got another first down. Continues to stack up that yardage. Arthur Whittington. And the Invaders continue to move. No surprises. He came into the game, as we told you, with 242 carries. David Martin made the tackle. And Frazier made an outstanding block.
66 is Houston. Steve Houston, he's pulling out to the outside. Frazier, number 67, is also with him. Houston goes in, but Frazier's the guy that gets a great block. Houston didn't really have anybody that he could hit.
Ball on the 21. Bisonha, and this time it does not work that well to Whittington, but he gains some ground. David Dumars, a strong safety, makes the stop. But they really run him, don't they? Play after play after play. He's not a big man, 5'11", 185. Picked up 2 there, second down and 8.
There he is. He needs 26 yards to get the 1,000, Jim, and it's obvious that they're trying to give it to him.
72 yards tonight, and he'll climb back into third spot. No way tonight can he catch Herschel Walker or Kelvin Bryant.
Seven.
Gets down near the 15, and a flag goes down from the other side of the field. Flag goes down in the vicinity of David Martin and a wide receiver of Oakland. Martin is doing the pointing, and
Rimbo and Gorka
against Oakland. It's a personal foul on Gordon Banks, number 88. Gordon Banks isn't big enough to have a personal foul. He's only 5'9", 172.
Well, Martin's only 5'9", 180, so he picked on the right kind of person.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to do a lot of chicken fighting, and the last guy that gets caught.
Like that was well away from the play. Remember, this all began with the interception by Manu Mariona, and here's a 15-yard step-off, taking the ball back to the 30.
Well, unnecessary roughness. Number 88, offense. Second down.
Gordon Banks. And it's second down.
Look at a guy, 5'9", 173 pounds. Give anybody unnecessary roughness.
Second down, and 20 to go.
They move Banks to this side now, Jim, so he'll get away from him.
They put Henderson over there with Martin on him. And Bisonha. count. And if the flag goes down, and so does Pisana. Flag goes down in the vicinity here. Raymond Chester. Galvin Turner got the sack.
I think they're going to call a holding penalty on the offensive line. That's why he has so much time to throw the ball. Pisana, take a look at him now. He waits an awful long time. Now the offensive line can't hold out that long. That's not the holding penalty. The holding penalty occurred in the line of scrimmage up further. And I think it was on Dale Markham, number 72. I'm not sure. Wait, here it comes.
Offensive holding, number 72. Penalty refused.
Markham.
Advance it down to third down.
Now we'll look at Markham. There's a guy that shouldn't be holding, 6'9", 285. He should be able to block somebody that big.
Move the ball back to the 36-yard line. In order to get a first down, they got to get it almost down to the 10-yard line. So about 25 yards to go on third down, and they're out of field goal range. Pisana wants to at least engineer something to get within field goal range. Back to throw. Look out. He is in trouble here. And they may catch him from behind, but he gets the ball away. And not nearly enough. It is caught there by number 88, Gordon Banks. And that may give Shea the yardage he needs. This will be well over 40 yards. Sullivan made the stop. Shea tonight has missed from 42 yards and has hit from 28 and 27 yards. 3:54 to go. Golden opportunity for seven after the interception, and they move the ball all the way down to the 21-yard line and then backwards with a series of penalties. And so now from 43 yards out, Shea will try another one.
This is a great place for a fake. They've got 11
minutes. But it's not. It's not. And from 43 yards out, he shot. Now that championship fight is on Wednesday, not on Thursday. We usually have Thursday top-ranked boxing, always do, but this is a Wednesday match. Shea with his third field goal of the night to kick off. Stamper takes this at the 3. Ken out across the 20 and to about the 23-yard line, and that is all for him. And now Denver has to get something going. They've only had one offensive threat tonight. Denver has just 3 points, and that's the only time when they got that field goal of 48 yards that Denver has moved that far into Oakland territory. They have not had an offense at all tonight. They have not had good field position tonight. And Penrose will try to get something going as James goes in motion, first one way, then the other. The fake to the tailback, and Penrose puts it up and has his man. And now near midfield goes number 81, Vic James. Tackled by a number of folks, including Marcus Quinn, the strong safety. But Penrose went back and stepped up. There's the 9 plays for 29 yards, 440, with a 43-yard field goal. The remainder of the yardage to give them the 16-3 lead.
Finally, Penrose went back and ran a play-action pass. That time, it held the linebackers, and it gave him a chance to get Vic James behind the linebackers in front of the safety in the corner, and he picked up the play. Stay with play-action if it works.
James in motion now. Denver's only gotten 28 yards running the football. They get the ball out now to Durden, and Durden has got some running room and another first down. Inside the 30-yard line with Gary Plummer hanging on. Johnny Durden dropped 4 balls last week, including a touchdown pass, has been doing a job tonight getting open.
Play action, right again to Canada, and then the real quick screen out to Durden, looking for the lineman to get out front. Out there with him is number 81, Vic James, but the linemen are there, and Durden just outruns everybody. Vic James doesn't get the block. If he would have had the block on Derek Martin, number 24, Durden might have gone a little bit further.
Well, we don't want to say, because you can always see things when you look at films or instant replays, but Tom Davis could have been called for a clip. He speared a man from behind, but that was not called. First down. Ball on the 29-yard line. That's James again. Penrose again. Penrose has the time and now dumps it out to Canada, And Larry, that's the way to go forward. He was thinking of going side flag down. Could have gotten him by a face mask.
Jim, Oakland, they're up 16-3. Now they're going to call a clip against Denver on top of that. We thought it was a face mask.
Uh-huh.
Well, who is it? McClain, number 52. He's there, 55, David Jefferson. But David Jefferson, the linebacker, gave us an indication ahead of time. You don't have to look at the officials anymore. Football players will tell you what the penalties are. There's a clipping penalty. But Oakland, you can't give Penrose that much time. He does have some pretty good stats, even though they haven't been able to move the ball up and down the field. He's throwing the ball, I think, fairly well.
Illegal block above the waist. Offense number 75. First down.
That's Fiesel, number 75, being called on to play a guard position tonight. The Canada had the ball down inside the 25-yard line, and that would have been just about the best field position that Denver's had all night. It is still first down from the 29, but 11 yards to go. They set it off from the spot of the foul.
All right, now Oakland's got a four-man defensive line, and it worked. It got him into the backfield anyway.
Lloyd Jones makes the catch. Plummer makes the stop. Hold it, that's Durden who made the catch. Number 80. And Johnny Durden is having a good night tonight. Marked the ball inside the 25 of the 23.
No more cement hands.
Second down and only four to go. There's Durden, five catches. He dropped four balls last week. Five catches.
And Oakland's staying, Jim, with that four-man line and three linebackers.
Lloyd Jones wide to the right. Kevin Williams had a couple of catches in the first half, but then here's the pitch back, and that is Sidney looking for something and gets a little bit, but not a first down. Down to about the 21-yard line. Marcus Quinn, the strong safety, made the stop. Starting to say, Paul, that Kevin Williams, remember, made two catches for first downs and each time got up limping, and we have not seen him in the second half.
He's hurt. And at that time, I was watching Norfleet number 70 on Lonnie Green number 70. And there's an awful lot of holding going on down there.
I'll repeat your line, though. Bob Nozolik, who came into this game with 30 catches to lead the club, they've not thrown the ball in his area once tonight, the tight end. And that might be the spot right here. Third down and about 3.5 to go. James in motion. On third down, Penrose dumps it out to Canada, looking for the first down. Canada gets it on his own. Canada busts a couple of tackles and gets down near the 16-yard line. First down, Denver, trailing 16-3 as the third quarter has ended. They've got 15 minutes of playing time left, and this is by far and away the best drive of Denver thus far. So, at the end of three quarters, Oakland 16, Denver 3. We begin the fourth quarter live from Oakland. Jim Simpson, Paul McGuire. We're running out of Monday nights, and Denver is running out of time. A lot of games make up a season, but here they are. If they should lose tonight, they would be 6-9. They start this fourth quarter down by the score of 16-3, but with a first down on the 16-yard line.
Two tight ends in the game.
Penrose puts it up, and there's the catch and touchdown. Flag is down. Gurdon's got the ball. Flag is down. Or defense. It could have been offensive interference, remember, to push the man off. And let's see what it is. It is against Oakland.
Pass interference. Defense number 24. Touchdown is
good. Touchdown. That's it. Penrose put it up. Martin was the man interfering, and Durden caught it for his first touchdown as a member of the Denver goal.
He not only hits Durden, but he waves his hands in front of his face on top of it. He wasn't even trying for the ball, distracting the receiver. He has as much opportunity to get the ball as the receiver does, but you can't wave your hands in front of him. And watch his left arm also hits him right there. The bump was there. Excellent call by the official. Touchdown.
And now it is Brian Spielman to make it 16-10 if he can.
with fully a quarter to go. He has done it as 16-10. The ball game is up for grabs. And remember, the only touchdown that Oakland has been able to get was on that 80-yard pass play. Over there with a towel over his head. Remember, he was featured in the Denver press this past week for dropping four footballs, including a sure touchdown pass. Tonight, Durden has that touchdown, six receptions, 96 yards. And recall what I said. He said, look, I had a bad night. I'll put it out of my mind. I'll go out and have a good day next time. Jackson is back there. Flag is down, but it is taken instead by Mark Lewis. Lewis coming to this side, and down he goes at the 25-yard line. And the flag is down. Were they offside on the kickoff?
They were offside on the kickoff, and I was watching Glenn Hyde, the captain, going down on the kickoff. It's fantastic. He was in that long drive. It was in the long drive with Denver. He's the offensive guard plus the coach of the offensive line. I mean, just watch what happens. You think he's not fired up and wants his team to win? This coach has to do this. He's sacrificed. And he's pumping. He's tired. They were in the long drive offensively. But watch what happens. And look who's in on the tackle. He gets hit right there. Fights off the block. It's an offensive guard now, folks. Not a defensive man. Getting away from people. And look at here. Glenn Hyde on the tackle.
Well, he's the coach, the offensive line coach. That's one of Craig Morton's moves. They call him Lumpy, and then when he became coach, they called him Coach Lumpy.
Well, Coach Lumpy is dragging, coming back. He knows he's got to go again. Now we got to see if he can keep it up.
Take the ball back and tee it up on the 30-yard line.
Lumpy's tired.
Oh, he is really tired.
Lewis and Jackson deep.
They'll huddle again. Jackson and Lewis will come out to about the 10-yard line as Phelan talks to them.
Jim, we know one thing, that he was not offside with his speed after that long drive and his tiredness.
Excuse me, look where he's teeing it up on the 28-yard line. Why is he doing that? I guess because it's all grass there and he won't slip or something, because there's dirt in front of that area there, and maybe he's going to sacrifice the 2 yards in order to get good footing. And it paid off. Jackson is the man back at the 10-yard line. Wedgebusters are down there. Jackson continues to lumber along and knock down and out across the line. Looks like Bob Napkin down on the play again.
Jim, we talked about Lumpy. That's Glenn Hyde going down on the kickoff before. This is two in a row now after a long drive by Denver. Here's the coach of the offensive line, and he's still pumping. But at the end, it's not going to be the same result. Lumpy's going to get nailed. He's not going to be able to make the tackle anyway. He's fighting his way through. Here it is. Now watch when he makes his break back to the outside. Goodbye, Lump. Went down.
30-yard return by Lewis Jackson brings the ball out to the 39-yard line. 16-10 Oakland, 14:36 to go. Lasana comes out firing and has his man. And down he goes. That is Wyatt Henderson, number 82. And you can see David Martin and Nate Miller there with him. Plays to go 77 yards with Penrose throwing to Durden the final 16.
That's why I was talking about Hyde. He spent all that time on the field, 454, in order to do that, and it's taken a long time in the fourth quarter and still going down on kickoffs. I admire that man.
Second down, four to go. Arthur Whittington trying to get outside, and they bury him. He does not get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and five to go. David Dumars leading the way, number 21, the strong safety.
Jim, you brought up an interesting point about Oakland. Only got one touchdown.
That 80-yard. When I went away, Paul, let me explain while they get back here. And I said, just that 80-yard touchdown. People who didn't see it say, well, that was a thing of beauty. They gave up on the man when he's about 60 yards from the goal line, thinking he'd go out of bounds, and he went the other 60 with everybody standing around watching him. Now go.
Another one of those games, Denver, getting beat statistically all over the field. They're a touchdown away from a victory right now. It's 16-10. All they have to do is score and get the extra point. They've got a winner.
And they got to stop Bassan and company, who's going now. Look out. There he is. Oh, what a play. And almost a catch for the touchdown.
Chuck downfield, it's going to be a first down for Oakland, and it is.
First down.
How was that on Martin? The flag was going clear across field. And Craig Morton might be saying, how can you have pass interference when the ball was not thrown in that area? The flag was going way over there.
Well,
I don't know. There was a reason for it,
We couldn't hear the officials, so there's no way to comment on it, but I thought Martin had great coverage on Henderson.
From the 41-yard line, it's a first down. Oakland looking for some insurance points. Give it to the up man for the first time, Jack Holmes. And he gets to the 39, a gain of 2, second down and 8. Clock continues to run. It's going to wind down to 13 minutes to go in this game.
Oakland should not get away from one of the things. First of all, the thing that got him a touchdown, Aldridge, that little swing pass. And they've hit Aldridge 3 or 4 times with the ball in the flat. The backs are open. The linebackers are tired. There's no way that they're going to stay with those offensive backs coming out of the backfield. Go back to it.
Let's call it 2nd and 9 as they spotted the ball right at the 40-yard line. Henderson on the far side of the field. Chester sets up on this side of the field. Banks goes outside of Henderson. Now Henderson comes in motion. Asana dumps it out. Well, they try. They try. That's Whittington they try to get to. And Greg Durkin was right there with him. It's 3rd down and 9.
Hey, Greg Durkin really messed up the play because the pass was just a dump off. The man you see coming back to the huddle, number 88, Gordon Banks, was down on a 10-yard line, Jim. Nobody covered him. They didn't go with him for some reason or other. They had the blitz on. Gherkin got in, and Arthur Whittington ran out in the pattern. And what happens on a play like that, you wonder why Gherkin came in by himself. Arthur Whittington, even if he's going in motion to pass pattern, if there's a blitz, and he reads blitz by the outside linebacker, which is that man right there, number 50, Gherkin, he's got to stop and pick him up.
Aldridge has checked back into the lineup. Let's see if he's in there to try to catch the ball or block. Both backs out of the backfield. Masano back to the time. Throws and has his man, and that is Henderson. And Henderson is shy of the first down by about 3 yards as Bungartz makes the stop, and Ralston's got a decision.
If Henderson turns upfield instead of trying to avoid the tackler, he would have had the first down. He took it the first down away from himself and the Oakland Raiders.
They send in Calvin to kick it away. Do they send in Shea to try about a 50-some-yard field goal? Or do they go for it on 4th down? And if they do not make it, the Denver Gold would have fairly good field position. And apparently, they're going to take the big gamble, leading 16-10, 11:40 to go on 4th down and 3 to go. A lot of confidence in your football team, Coach.
Fans like it.
Asana.
Can't stay with him. Sullivan, the free safety, is not there. And I said, if you got something that's working and you're throwing to a guy like Aldridge, throw the ball to him. Use the stuff. I love the call. I don't know if I had the guts to make it with over 11 minutes to go and only up by 6.
First down, mark the ball at the 23-yard line.
Arthur Whittington, coaching point. Saw Arthur Whittington that time carrying the ball. He had the ball in the wrong hand. When you're running to the right, you keep the ball in the right hand. When you're running to the left, you keep the ball in the left hand. Don't expose it where they can tackle it from the inside.
Big play. Oakland goes on to win this, though, or score here especially. They'll remember the call of John Walston, who said he had a decision. He made a decision that could turn out to be very forward. But it was a very good one. He got the ball. Second down, inside the 20-yard line. Here, Shea is in the vicinity, and Shea could hit from this distance if they don't pick up the first down in the next down.
Well, if we see Aldridge come in the ball game, which I think we're going to see, no, no, hold it. I don't want him in there.
3rd down and 5 to go. Ball on the 18-yard line.
He's going to let him call his own play here.
Got to get the ball down to the 13.
Kevin Shea, 3 out of 4.
but they have no flag down. Miller intercepted the ball and flipped it away. And guess who's there? Oh, there goes the flag down now. After it, is it the fight on the field? I saw nothing but Denver gold down there and one Oakland Invader man. About 4 men around the has been intercepted.
Nate Miller intercepts the ball. This would have been forward, you're right, except that Dumars comes back beyond the ball. Watch this. Miller gets the ball right here. Now, when he flips it, watch where Dumars catches the ball. See, he takes it behind the line. He comes back to the ball, Jim. Then he goes back upfield. But Choate comes back and gets a block.
An unsportsmanlike foul. Denver.
So Arthur Whittington got hit.
We have an unsportsmanlike foul against Oakland. Call.
Well,
first down.
Still 16-10. They made the gamble. They got the first down, and then Bassana is intercepted by Nate Miller, his second interception of the year.
We saw Aldridge talking to John Ralston, wanting to go in the game just before that play, and John made a decision. He said, no, let him go and call his own play. And they called the play, and it ended up in an interception.
And they've called timeout now. Back in a moment. Shown his teammates how he backpedaled on the ball, how he caught the ball. He is a happy man. He has stopped Oakland from moving out ahead, and now, as Paul pointed out earlier, Denver's been pushed around. Here they are across their own 20-yard line. Pretty good field position, 23 and 7 points, so they would be ahead.
And the team 3 weeks in a row be pushed around and end up winning the ball game.
And Rhodes across the middle and has Sidney, and Sidney's got about 8 yards across the 30-yard line to the 31-yard line, where Plummer makes another tackle. No wonder Gary Plummer is the leading tackler. I'll bet you I've called his name half a dozen or more times tonight.
Gary Plummer is active, especially when they drop those little passes over the middle and the linebackers have to come up on the backs. That's their job, to not let the backs get beyond them. Now they put Nozolik back in the game. Gooseby's out, number 85. Number 89 is in the game. And again, I'm saying this because he is their leading pass receiver. They have not thrown the ball to him.
8 minutes, 25 seconds left in the game. 16-10, Oakland. And Rose. At the time, dumps it out. That's Canada, and he's a loose ground on the play. Canada with Frank Manuuni making the stop. There's Manu.
He's second with tackles, huh?
On the season, yes.
Interception tonight. Almost had two. Dropped one in the first half. Now it's third down and two. The clock is running, 7:53 and counting.
What was the last look for the rushing? The rushing, was it simply 30 yards?
I think rushing for Denver can't be much more than 30 yards.
That was Blount, the defensive back that you saw on the sidelines. He is hurt.
Oh, great play defense.
Oh, yeah. It's fourth down, and now 7:24 to go. Atiyah, number 62, watching.
Just take a look at Atiyah. He's over the center, and the block is on. That's Tom Davis coming there. Coming down is Bennett. He forces everything outside, but Atiyah is on the ground and holding on along with number 58. Excuse me, that was David Shaw, number 58. Atiyah held up the center. They're going to mark this ball. I don't know why.
Well, it doesn't look like he's within a yard or so of it, does it?
Can't be. Oh, he's over a yard.
Well, maybe
a yard and a half. Almost 2 yards.
It may be that they're saying they want to see it for Craig Morton. I don't wonder if he would try a gamble this deep with 7:16 to go.
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, yes, they are. If John Ralston can gamble and make it, we're going to pull out the stop. But there's a much different area here. They're down by six and would give the team that's leading by six the ball in their own territory.
Another problem, too, Jim, they're in the infield, in the baseball field, and it's tough footing for the offensive linemen in this situation.
This could be it for Denver, even though 7 minutes and 5 seconds to go. Another fourth down gamble.
About a play action pass here. That would be a gamble. That's the kind of play Morton would call.
Second man through, Sidney. He's got the first down. Runs the ball to the 35-yard line, and
These coaches are making it exciting for us tonight. Each has made a real wild decision with a lot of time left, and each has had it pay off.
Look at the inside blocking. Norfleet got a great block, blocking down on the defensive line. Number 29, Kenny Daniels, is trying to hold on and waiting for some help, but Sidney did get the first down. Denver is still alive, 6:20 and counting. He's working. He was relaxed all day. He started to get a little tense.
First down, ball near the 35-yard line. Denver's gaining confidence here in the second half, throwing better. Gets the ball out to his back, coming out of the backfield. And he just does perhaps get a yard or two, and that is all. Denver's have gone back so far. Then they claim they've stopped. Number 52.
Second down. Oakland staying with the three-man line, four linebackers, but they, on that play there, they did send a linebacker. And you have to do that. You're not going to get to the quarterback. You got five offensive linemen blocking, three defensive linemen, plus you've got a back sitting here, was Canada, picking up anything that strays, and then he just goes back to the outside. Penrose, 18 to 23, 213 yards. Not bad. With the blitz. Blitz is on.
Penrose has the time, has his man open. And down he goes, and that is number 82, Lloyd Jones, with his second catch of his career with the Denver goal. First down.
Look at the blocking. The two outside linebackers are coming. Manumaliuna and Plummer are staying home, looking at Canada coming out of the backfield. The people are there, but look at this. They just break the zone defense right there. The linebacker Plummer, number 51, did not get back to help out. Here comes Denver, first down.
I was going to make a comment here, Paul. Remember what the Denver official said? We do so well, we do so well. And then on a big play, we just seem to lose it back there in the secondary. And they get the big play against us. And that was a big play on third and 20. And they got more than enough to get the first down. Penrose still with the football. Dumps it out again. And again, it is to the back of Canada. And again, he doesn't get much of anything. Duncan stopped him.
All right, Larry Canada. Now, we'll take a look. See that little hesitation? That's his job. Now, he comes out. If there's any blitz, he's got to check it. Now, he gets back to the outside. But the play on Canada is just sensational. Coming up on the outside, 29, Kenny Daniel just makes the play. They're playing short and long in the secondary. He saw Canada come out, picked him up.
16 to 10, Oakland, and we're down to the 4-minute mark. Second down and 9 at the 45-yard line. Was on, they were coming, he stepped up into the pocket and whipped it to Durden, who couldn't hold it.
All right, Penrose in the shotgun. The blitz is coming from his right-hand side, and he does a great job. He sees it, steps back up inside, and watch this ball where hits Durden right in the chest. Didn't get his hands in front of the ball. Frank Bonamalu, number 54, was right there. Third down.
Nine to go.
200 yards, that the statistics are coming back in their favor.
Don Ralston, at one time, remember, this score was 16-3 with 3:49 to go in the third quarter. It is 16-10 with 3 minutes to go in the game, and Denver is moving.
Got a safety blitz. Oh, look at this.
There's Vincent White. He goes for the
school down here. They love him because he went to Stanford. White down, first down inside the 15. The mark it at the 10, bumped out of bounds by Martin. And the hometown people like the fact that Vincent White is doing well, but not at this moment, folks, because that's our ball club you're doing it to.
Well, here's a coaching point. Take a look at the outside people. Everybody gets hooked inside. When you're outside, you stay that far outside. Now, when White gets out there, Frank Montemoliuna is not going to catch it.
Whoops.
There's a clip by Tom Davis, the center, on Frank Montemoliuna was not called.
It is first and goal to go from the 10-yard line. The nose of the ball is over the 10. Sidney and Campbell to the back. James goes wide to the right. Durden comes to the left. Haven't pulled about tight end yet. The Timberwolves have come alive in the second half.
And the sweep again.
Sidney down inside the 10 to about the 7. Hanging on is Plummer and Derek Martin, number 24. Clock 2:34 and counting. They'd love to use this right down the last second so Oakland wouldn't get the ball, but forget that. Denver's got to score and score a touchdown.
Denver, they don't have to run a play before the 2-minute warning, and it doesn't look like they're going to do it.
Oh, we'll just say that when we come back, and they got 14 seconds to go and counting, that they're walking off here. 16-10 Oakland. If Oakland wins, they lead the division of the Pacific. If Denver wins, it's a three-way tie. If Denver loses, Denver is just about out of the race. As they hit the 2-minute mark, they stop it at 2:01. And we'll go away from Oakland and come back to see whether or not Denver can pull this out or not. In the first half, it's happened again in the second half. We're now advised that Oakland called a timeout, so Denver will just get 1 second off the clock here before it's a 2-minute warning. It is second down and 8 to go. The ball at the 8-yard line.
Remember how lopsided the stats were in the first half?
Fairly so.
Okay. Total yardage for Oakland so far: 301 yards, 177 passing, 124 rushing. Denver, 231 yards passing, 59 yards rushing for 290. They're only 11 yards apart.
And Craig Penrose has been a different quarterback in this second half. What a big opportunity to play. Third and 8, Sidney with the football. From space to room. Now running out of space, brings up a couple, and the ball is loose.
And it's Oakland's ball.
Really took a swing. Denver really looked good for the first time, and Dupree Marshall came up with that football on the sidelines. It would mean that Oakland, if this holds up in the final 1 minute 54 seconds, would lead the Pacific Division by a game. It would over Los Angeles. It would mean that Denver and Craig Morton would just about be out of the race at 6-9. And only three games to go for that wild card.
Whittington
carries
pitches the ball out near the 24-yard.
You know what, something is a little more interesting in that drive, Jim? Denver had the ball for 7 minutes and 54 seconds and came up short.
7:54 and did not score. Six to go. The ball at the 25-yard line. Second down, 7. And you can bet your life that Denver will probably call timeout after this. Keeping as much time on the clock as they can, hoping to stop them. And then for a miracle in the final minute or so. After a tragedy of Whittington carrying the football, Whittington's not going to get the first down. And let's see whether or not they call timeout again. Yes, they do. They call timeout again, so we'll go away from Oakland and back in a moment. Fred Asana talking to his group. It is third down and a long 3 to go. Or perhaps they would have to kick the ball away, and you'd certainly know that they would kick the ball away. If they make it, that would stop the clock only while they move the sticks, and then they'd have 4 downs to run it out because Denver is running out of timeouts. They've only got 1 left. And what a way to lose a ball game when you consider the ball in which the 80-yard touchdown came on Aldrich when they kind of get let up along the sideline, and then they carried down to the 6 and they fumbled the ball, and then an extra 15 yards for a penalty after it's all over.
Would you dare throw here? Would you dare throw?
Asana can throw deep. Or shy. And now running it outside, and he's going to make it. Aldrich is going to star tonight. Is tackled by Choate. The first down, and that may be it right there.
Say, my friend, Aldrich wanted this first down. Here comes a toss to Aldrich to the outside. Now, I think the man is Sullivan, number 32, that almost has me. He's got him by the jersey. Watch Aldrich pull away. Here is the game-saving first down.
At the 35. 1:33 to go. And the way it looks now, but you never know in this game that we've seen tonight how it may turn out. The way it looks, the Invaders will be 8-7 ahead of Los Angeles, which is 7-8. And Denver will be about out of it. Craig Morton's first loss, 6-9. And now they're just going to fall down. Calling time, Denver. And that would be their last timeout. They can no longer do it. With 1:29 to go, they have called timeout. Second down, 11 to go. All the timeouts of the Gold are over, and their season, as far as the playoffs are concerned, might be over. And remember, it is in Denver's fabulous Mile High Stadium that they will play the first United States Football League Championship in July. There's our men in MVP. Why? Because he put 9 points on the board, 3 for 4 in field goals, and also added a 10th point when he kicked the extra point to the 80-yard play by Aldrich. It is a fine job by Kevin Shea. Remember that $1,000 will go to the college or university of his choice and of his designation. Greg Morton on the far sideline, defensive coach there, telling him what to do, saying where there's life, there's hope. And when we've got 1 minute and 29 seconds to go, there can be hope. But remember, times are out. Asana need only fall on the ball, doesn't have to hand it to anybody, just 3 times. And he's got 3 plays. And time will be over. Especially in this game.
You betcha.
Oakland, Paul and I will watch them next Monday night, and so will you. We hope that the Sonic goes down. Now, see, Denver may be out of this as a result of losing tonight. Oakland may be in the catbird seat as far as leading the division, but they got to go get Kelvin Bryant and Cusino and all those good Philadelphia people in Philadelphia 1 week from tonight. Pacific Division is not over yet. Now let's whip this one down.
They're going to let the clock run down. If you know, Jim, depending on when the officials spot the ball and mark it. Now, it is third down. 2 more downs. You take it right down.
There's less than 60 seconds to go now. They got 2 downs to let it run down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing at all Denver can do about it except just see their season just go down. And Craig Morton is a 4-2. But I tell you one thing, he may have lost. I don't know what the plans would be if you look at the division standings, but in Craig Penrose, he has found a man tonight. We're assuming that Oakland's going to win. They'll be 8-7, Los Angeles 7-8. charging, but you're looking at Craig Morton. He knows that the opposite thing has happened, that the season is about gone. Now, remember, Oakland has got a tough, tough schedule. They're not home free. They get Philadelphia next Monday, then Boston, and then yet another tough one in Chicago. Los Angeles has got a rather easy one. New York, New Jersey, Washington, and Denver. The game is over. Oakland has won it, 16-10. Denver, well, they're out of the playoff picture, but Oakland is solidly in the picture. The 80-yard touchdown play from Pasana to Aldrich, on which they let up, and then the fumble the ball with a chance to win it at the six.
I think the first half is what killed Denver in this football game. They did everything wrong, Jim. Second half, they came back. Morton's got to be very proud of his team just coming back.
Well, Paul and I'll watch Oakland and Philadelphia next week. I'm Jim Simpson with Paul McGuire, 16-10 Oakland, and good night from Oakland, California.